We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school baseball as Griswold takes on Stanton in the first round of the playoffs, talking with Griswold Tigers head coach Ryan Lockwood. And, Coach, how do you feel about your team coming into this playoff matchup against the Vikings?
Well, we're playing good baseball right now. We've been really solidifying our hitting and all that, so that's been good. Our pitching's been finding the zone real well and keeping people off balance, so that's been real good. Defense is always that key. We just got to make sure that we're ready to play defense and attack and defensively. You know, obviously playing a team that we see every year, we've already seen twice this year. That's always one of those things. We kind of, there's no secrets between us, so we just got to play our best ball and not leave anything out there.
Yeah, I was going to bring that one up next. I mean, you split your regular season meetings. You won 8-5, lost 5-1. This is sort of the rubber match. You know, is there an advantage, disadvantage to seeing a conference rival in the playoffs?
You know, really, it's just kind of execution at this point. I think both games were close games. I mean, we jumped out in the first game to a lead, and they brought it within one run right away, and we kind of went back and forth for a while. And then that next game, we went 8 innings. We were 1-1 game through 7, and then they were able to take the advantage in the 8th, and we weren't able to make up that difference. But so it's been two good matchups. Pitching's been really good in those matchups. Ball's been being hit, and defense been being played. So it should be a really fun matchup. I think it's going to be good. And like I say, it's kind of the way the ball bounces and execution on either side.
Pitching-wise, I imagine Stanton will be throwing Gavin Ford. He's kind of been their ace this year, 3.22 ERA. What do you expect from him, and what do you know about him, and what your hitter's going to have to deal with?
Oh, he locates the ball really well. He does a really good job of just keeping the ball on the edges and making it a little bit tougher to make solid contact. I feel like, you know, as long as we're having, you know, good quality at-bats where we're not letting him, you know, command those edges, we're fouling those pitches off and looking for ours, we should be able to do just fine. That's going to be whether we find gaps or not. But no, he's a very solid pitcher. He's always gonna make you work for it. He's not going to give very many freebies at all. So we just got to be ready to be aggressive at the plate and be ready to hit.
What about you? I mean, you have some options pitching wise. Would it be Bode Wyman that you throw, or you go somewhere else?
You know, not quite sure yet on that. We've got 4 or 5 guys that I can start at any given time, which is a great luxury to have, obviously. You know, we're going to be looking at, as we get up there to that, who's feeling the best, who's looking the best. We've had a lot of guys that have pitched well against them. So, when we get there, you know, the good thing is we've got several guys that can step in, whether it's a starting, spot or in relief. So if one guy's just not quite having stuff that day, we can look to someone else. So having depth in the pitching is always an advantage.
So what about offensively? You know, how do you feel about, you know, some of the guys and how they've been hitting here down the stretch?
Yeah, we've been really getting solid with our hitting. Zane Johnson's been on a tear. He's hitting the ball really hard, just hitting it hard to all fields. Bode Wyman's been hitting a lot of hard balls the last few games. Has been just kind of finding right towards guys, but hitting it really hard. Colby Clint's back on his clip that he had early in the season. And you know, Calden Turner's really been solid for us. He's just constantly putting the bat on the ball, and his averages keeps climbing. And then all the other guys are at least making defense make plays, putting the ball in play, you know, able to lay down bunts if we need to. So we've got a lot of options in that. And so, you know, like I say, if we just stay within ourselves and go one at bat at a time, not trying to do everything ourselves, will be just fine.
Where do you feel like your team has improved in the most throughout the season to this point?
I think really, honestly, just been playing as a team. You know, our pitching has been there most times, but there's just times maybe our pitching's really good and we can't seem to get the at bats. Maybe we're striking out. Maybe we're watching too many pitches. Maybe we're just out in front and chopping and stuff and not able to find the gaps. And then there was other times where we'd hit the ball and do really well, and then we'd go and the pitching would be doing good things, and then it would just we'd make some errors and the defense wasn't there. So I think what we've been doing better now is in playing complete games as a team and not not allowing, you know, one thing to be an issue for us. And then it's just whether or not, you know, the ball bounces the right way.
And so overall, what do you see as your keys to advance past Stanton?
We got to throw strikes, make the plays behind our pitchers, and then just have good at bats and don't watch pitches go by that are there. And if we do all those things, it's going to be a fun game, and it's going to be a good opportunity for us to move on.
Well, it'll be an exciting game, no doubt, when two conference rivals meet. As I said, a split in the regular season. We'll see who takes it here tonight. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck against the Vikings. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
Ryan Lockwood, head coach for Griswold Baseball, joining us here on KSOM.